Rick knelt next to the field of GKA wheat, picking up some of the dirt and letting it tumble through his fingers to the ground. A good portion of it simply blew away as dust. United Ag had GM'd the GKA strain specifically for Prophecy, optimized for the planet's soil mix and lack of water. Lack of water did not mean no water, but since the bankruptcy and closing of the Prophecy Communal Development Corporation, PCDC, the water had ceased to flow in the irrigation canals, with not enough rainfall to fill the reservoirs. Rick hadn't been born yet when his father had made the investment to become a shareholder in PCDC, moving the family from Ellison to Prophecy for a fresh start. He didn't know anything about Ellison other than the fact that his parents and older brother had made a home there in a small apartment. He couldn't imagine living like that in such a huge building. The open plains of Prophecy were all he had known while growing up. Life might have been tough on the newly terraformed world, but for Rick it was good. He reveled in the freedom to run around on his own without constant parental supervision. Together with Lisa, his twin, they had the full run of not only their own property, but also that of the entire community, something they could never have had on Ellison. The urban Goliath of that planet was not conducive to children darting around free and unsupervised. He was vaguely aware of his father's struggles to get crops in, but that didn't affect his early childhood of school and play. Things changed when Rick was 10, though, when PCDC went belly up. The planet was not completely terraformed, and without PCDC pulling up the water locked deep within the rocks, the reservoirs dried up, and the little moisture already released in the air was not enough to sustain a normal agricultural cycle. PCDC had been a subsidiary of the universal giant XL Holdings Limited. When PCDC folded, not only was Rick's father's stock worthless, but also through some legal machinations, he owed XL for the remainder of his initial settlement buy-in. With the then value of the crops being grown at the time, XL would get 2/3 of the revenue for the wheat for the next 25 Earth years, which corresponded to 27 crop cycles on Prophecy. That did not take into account that with PCDC gone, the planet's ecosystem itself tried to swing back to its natural equilibrium, and that meant a dry, dusty landscape. Crop yields plummeted, and it became clear that, with interest on the debt, the family could never hope to pay it off. Rick's father tried, though. He scraped together some cash, and along with Mr. Chu on the next plot, tried to dig their own shared well. Over 200 dry meters later, they had reached the limit of the capabilities of the small drilling company they had hired, and they had no money to bring in a company with a bigger rig. Rick watched his father transform from the irreverent, fun-loving man he had known into someone breaking his back and spirit in an attempt merely to survive. Mike, his older brother, dropped out of school to help, but with less and less rain, even the GKA wheat suffered, providing smaller and smaller yields. The tipping point was when Rick's mother caught the dust. Rick was 15 at the time and still in school. He and Lisa had come home from classes that fateful day when Mike met them at the door. He took both of them in his arms, saying nothing. Fear had swept through Rick. He didn't know what was wrong, only that it was something big. "Mom's got the dust," he told them. Rick had just stared at his older brother, speechless. The dust was the name given to the virus that struck the settlers each year. Not many people contracted it, but for those who did, 80% died within hours, coughing out their lungs. Rick and Lisa quietly followed Mike to the community clinic. Their mother lay on the hospital bed, her face sallow. Their father sat by her side, holding her hand. Every few minutes, she would erupt into a coughing fit. The first time she did that after they got there, Rick jumped up and ran to her, grabbing her other hand. Behind him, he could hear Lisa quietly sobbing.